Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The far north has had a fair bit of sun, a wee bit of wind and no rain. It's still getting good pasture growth, although it has gone off from the superb surge at the end of last month. More rain is needed as soil moisture levels are still fairly low. With settled conditions, farmers can attend to their jobs, like controlling the troublesome invasive pasture weed, parsley dropwort or carrot weed. The price of Wiener Friesian bulls has gone up. Apparently there aren't too many available, as farmers are holding on to them to finish in the good conditions. There have been a few showers around Pukekohe, but it's been mainly fine. Growers are taking action to control thrips and mildew in onion crops. The first of the early new season's onions have matured over the past 2 weeks and are being hand-clipped before sale.
Our contact in Waikato says growing conditions are about as good as they get. They're making silage and new crops are doing well. With border restrictions, Labor's still a bit of a worry, and the farmer was off to a meeting to discuss the farm employment situation. In King Country, a farmer was dagging sheep when we rang. His lambs were enjoying the sun on their back after some nasty cold showers which came through this week. He'd been to a Romney ram sale the previous day where 100 rams were sold and averaged $1,070 each, which is pretty good, he says.
The Bay of Plenty is seeing the benefits now of the rain a fortnight ago. A dairy farmer says he's been able to shut up paddocks to make silage. The thing now is to maintain good quality pasture. A lot of farmers are in a very happy place at the moment, although he says there are some niggling frustrations due to the global pandemic. Nature's gone wild in Taranaki. The warmth and damp makes it feel almost subtropical. A farmer there says they could do with 20% more cows to help manage the huge pasture growth. Contractors are run off their feet, topping and fitting in silage making between the spells of rain. A powerful speaker at a rural support dinner one night this week spoke about mental health and had farmers tuned in. Our contact says he's enjoying showing the region to visiting rural folk from other parts of the country who haven't been able to go off on farm tours overseas.
A grower in Gisborne says the area is in nice shape after a bit of everything on the weather front. They're coming to the tail end of the planting season for annual crops. Soil condition is really good. Early harvest of crops like sweet corn starts in a couple of weeks. Vineyard workers have been plucking and trimming and generally managing the vine canopy and keeping things tidy. The summer fruit harvest is underway in Hawke's Bay and yields are pretty good. Apple thinning has started. Heat units are running 40% above average, which bodes well for fruit size and means the crop might be 10 days earlier than normal. We're told it's probably the best spring they've seen, coming on top of the benefits of a dry winter. No waterlogging around the tree roots. Soil profiles are now full and growers don't need to worry about irrigation until the new year.
Manawatū has plenty of grass and stock are looking great. Farmers on the lower country are selling their top lambs and putting cull ewes to the works. The guys in the hills are starting weaning. It's a bit of an unknown how the lamb markets are going to go. There's an ongoing shortage of labour, especially in the more remote locations. Neighbours will often help each other out if they can't get casual labour. The farmer we called in Wairarapa had been out on a horse trek at the coast and says it's been a long time since the region had a spring like this. Going on horseback for 5 days is a good way to have a nosy at how other farms are doing, and she says stock are looking really good. Sheep trucks will be busy as weaning starts and lambs start to go off to the works. With the interruption to supply chains because of the pandemic, she's watching to see if and how a possible shortage of container space out of New Zealand affects primary produce exports.
Farms in the Tasman region are looking terrific, the best they've looked all year. A bit of rain midweek held up silage and baleage contractors, but otherwise they've been under the pump playing catch-up. Soil moisture levels are now good, although aquifers haven't come back up yet, and more rain's needed before Christmas. Stock are doing really well because of the excellent conditions. Marlborough's had about 10 millimetres of rain. A lawn mowing contractor says it's the growthiest season for many years, and baleage contractors are similarly flat out. Some paddocks are already getting second cuts, which is great for when things turn dry, as farmers still very much feel they will. Aquifers haven't built up here yet either. With temperatures in the mid-20s, lambs are bolting away with the feed in front of them. This is the case in the north of the region anyway. It's drier near Blenheim and south.
The west coast is looking stunning. After nice sun and some nitrogen, grass is finally growing. Last week's Agfest field days in Greymouth attracted a heap of people, and some stallholders sold a bit, including tractors. Dairy farmers are ending their first rounds of AI with the cows. Our contact hosted a tour group from the North Island this week. He says they probably wouldn't have checked out Westland if it wasn't for the border closure. Silage contractors are flat out here as well. The past 2 weeks are the first time they've really been able to crack into the work because it's been so wet. Some warm weather at the start of this week made Canterbury farmers wonder where the big rain they received a couple of weeks ago had gone. Grass and crops have certainly responded, so baleage and silage contractors are busy. On one farm, spring planting is finally finished, with a hemp crop and a paddock of lucerne being planted. He says it'll be nice to put the drill away until February, when they start again.
South Otago is also looking good. Again, silage contractors are cracking into the work. Lambs are starting to head to the meatworks. Sprinklings of rain are keeping things ticking along, and winter crops have eventually been sown. Southland's had a good couple of weeks now. Grass is pumping and everyone is happy. Farmers are getting ready to wean lambs, and they're still talking about the unrealistic government-proposed deadlines for planting winter crops. The now-delayed plan said crops had to go in before the start of this month. Some are only finishing the job now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.